Now, on the line, I have Gloria Shannon, and she's going to talk to us about the upcoming Young Arthritis Network conference and her blog, The Girl with the Old Lady's Bones. Good morning, Gloria. How are you?
Good morning. I'm Grant. How are you?
I'm in great form. That's a very interesting title for a blog.
Well, when I was, I got diagnosed when I was about 15 with rheumatoid arthritis, and I kind of, like, the best way for me to deal with it or cope with it at the time and even now was with humour, and I kind of started calling myself, oh, like, I'm like the girl with the old lady bones. So then when I wanted to write a blog about my arthritis, that was just a natural progression to be the name, so there you go.
Now, to be honest, I have little knowledge, really, of arthritis, even though a friend of my wife, she got arthritis, particularly in her ankles, about 10 years ago. She would have been in kind of mid to late 40s when that happened. And then when I was at school... and that's a long time ago, I have to say. I have to be honest, it was a long, long time ago. One of the lads in the class, Ben was his name, he was from Sheriff Street, and he would have been, you know, 14, 15, 16, a big, tall lad, but he had arthritis, particularly in his hands. A great basketball player, but you could see the knuckles swelling and that. But maybe can... explain to us what arthritis is.
Okay, so it is, you know what, it's fine that you don't know that much about it because there are actually tons of different types of arthritis. There isn't just one. Arthritis that is most commonly known is osteoarthritis, and it's usually arthritis that you get from either a sports injury or one that you get from general old age. And that's the one that kind of when people, you hear people being young and having arthritis, that's why people kind of are like, but you're not in your 70s, you're only 20. Why have you got arthritis? But there can also be different forms that are caused by an autoimmune disease. My particular one is an autoimmune disease. It's rheumatoid arthritis, and it's basically caused by my body thinks there's something wrong with my body, so it sends out all these signals to say, swell, you know, the healing process of swell up and all this kind of stuff to try and heal my body, but it's actually, there's nothing wrong. So then it's actually counteracting and making it bad in the first place when there was nothing to heal there, but now there is. So it's kind of a bit messed up. But it's usually either from injury or it's a lot to do with autoimmune. So it's not just the pain and swelling itself. It can be fatigue. You can have other problems. It can lead to other autoimmune diseases, like fibromyalgia and lots of other ones. But it's not just for old people. It's not just from sports injuries or anything like that. It can happen at any age. It's the biggest cause of disability in this country. And there's over 165,000 people under the age of 55 living with arthritis in Ireland today.
And maybe you can tell, what are the effects on your life of the arthritis?
Yeah, so when I was first diagnosed when I was 15, I was obviously not on any medication yet, and that was extremely bad. I mean, I couldn't get dressed myself. My little sister had to help me get dressed. So it was very embarrassing as a 15-year-old. I've often locked myself in a toilet out in public because my hands would be too sore to open the toilet, you know, the little awkward locks on public toilets. Mm-hmm. Lifting things would be very heavy. Like something that you might think like a bag of sugar, that might, like, if someone threw a bag of sugar at you to put in the press, you might think nothing of it. But if someone threw a bag of sugar at me, I could really hurt myself. It's silly things like that that you just wouldn't think of when you're perfectly healthy. And fatigue is a big one as well. Like you get, your body is working overtime to try and do the simple things in life. So then obviously you're more tired at the end of a working day or a day where you've gone out and done something than your healthy counterpart will be. So that can be difficult as well. And the biggest part for a lot of people my age is just trying to navigate through careers, through starting families, finding partners, because, you know, there, we obviously need a lot of extra help sometimes, and there's lots of medication and a lot of things that affect our life, like little things, like I said, that a healthy person maybe wouldn't think of, that someone who's going to be with us forever might have to deal with, or that, you know, a normal healthy parent mightn't have to having to worry about, or a normal person starting their career wouldn't have to think about. So these are things that, like, extra hurdles that we kind of have to go through in order to have, like, live a normal as life as possible.
And I believe that some of the medication that you would be on, it's powerful stuff, and can have an effect on, and as you mentioned, it's autoimmune, and that's if when you're taking one drug, you know, you can't take certain antibiotics, won't work because you're taking particular medication for your arthritis.
There's all sorts of there's such a wide range of medications that I can really only talk about the medications I was on, and that's one thing that even at this event tomorrow, we can't advise you on your medication. That is purely for your doctors and nurses to talk to you about, because every patient is different and everybody reacts to medication differently. But a lot of the medications have a lot of serious side effects sometimes. For example, I was put on methotrexate when I was 15, and I was literally told, and all I was told, but I was literally told, do not get pregnant under any circumstances. It's just detrimental. Just don't do it. I wasn't really told why, but it can cause all sorts of deformities and everything as I got older and I researched it myself. But there's lots of serious side effects to some of the medications that we're on, and that's why we have to do so, like, we have to get so many blood tests as well when we're on strong medications to make sure that the medication isn't damaging any other parts of our body. So it's kind of, here's this one pill and this will fix this, but it might cause this, so we have to keep an eye on that for that. So it's a bit of a vicious circle, but we try to navigate through it as much as we can.
And can you tell us, tell me a little bit about your blog, The Girl with the Old Lady's Bones?
Yeah, no problem. I can't even remember when I started, a few years ago now. And I love writing. That's other than humour, that's how I cope. I write, you know, when I was a kid, I always wrote my little diaries. But that's how I cope, I write. And I have an interest in writing as well. And I just thought, you know what, I don't know anyone. At that time when I first started it, I didn't know anyone else my own age group who had arthritis. And I was like, if I can even just meet one person who has arthritis through this blog, or if I can even connect to one person who's young and has arthritis and can say, do you know what, I'm not alone in this. I'm dealing with this, or this person is dealing with this as well, then that was enough for me. And even through the blog, I met Alison and another girl called Laura, who used to work with Arthritis Ireland, and they basically invited me to come on board and volunteer with Arthritis Ireland. And I met so many people my own age with arthritis, and I don't mean they have to be exactly my age, I just mean my nana had arthritis, but she was obviously dealing with very different issues to the issues I was worried about. It was nice to be able to meet and connect with people who have arthritis, who were dealing with similar issues to me, who could kind of understand where I was coming from. And that all came from my blog. So I'm very privileged, and I'm very happy that my blog, just writing a few thoughts down on a bit of online paper, was so fruitful for me.
Which leads us quite nicely on to the conference. I was actually blown away. I hadn't realised they reckon there's over 150,000 people under 50 living with arthritis in this country at the moment. Maybe you'd tell us a little about what the conference is going to be about.
Yeah, no problem. So the conference is being held on the 24th of November in the Glen Royal in Maynooth. Now, Maynooth, for people who don't know, is in Kildare, but it's very, very close to Dublin. It's very accessible to get to. It's on around 9, it starts around 9 in the morning and is finished around 4. But what we're going to be talking about is a multitude of different things. So things that people our age deal with arthritis, issues we're concerned about. So employment will be one. Working full-time can be a struggle sometimes when you have arthritis, or finding a job that suits your needs. You can't be sitting in an office chair all day. You can't be, sometimes you, if your job was originally labour or something, you know, labour intensive, you might have to find a new job or a new way of looking at how you're going to go forward in your career. And we're going to have people from employability and citizens advice talking to you about your employment rights, talking to you about what way you can go forward trying to find a job that suits you and your health needs. So not just that, you know, pays a wage or gets you out of the house, something that is not going to be detrimental to your health, but that will also, you know, get you on a career path. We're also going to be having people talk about parenting and their experiences with parenting with arthritis, because obviously, like I said before, it's not something that healthy people would have to think about, but sometimes changing nappies, the tiny little buttons on babies' clothes, lifting them sometimes when they start to get a bit bigger, these can all be struggles, and maybe just some tips and tricks on how to get around these, some coping mechanisms, and just hearing that you're not alone and that other people are going through it as well. We'll be talking about some of the personal and social challenges that people with arthritis have, like when do you tell a partner that you're just dating? How do you cope with a family member who maybe just thinks you're lazy or doesn't quite believe you or doesn't really understand? How do you tell the children in your life, like, be careful, mommy or auntie or whatever can't, you know, play rough with you today because we're a bit sore. We're also going to have an OT do a cooking demonstration with all these special gadgets, well, not loads, but like gadgets that will help, because obviously chopping, if you have arthritis in your hands or wrists, chopping and things like that, and again, lifting heavy pots of water, they're kind of difficult things sometimes when you're in a flare-up or when you are sore. And we're also going to be having an adapted yoga class, so don't be scared. Adapted, it's adapted for people who are arthritic, so it's seated and it's just more about calming and breathing and a little bit of light exercise, because again, that's something that if you're arthritic, exercise can be a bit daunting and scary.
It sounds, if I put it, one of the main things on these conferences, I think, is the big thing of you're not alone. Leaving aside all the hints and tips, I think that's absolutely fabulous. Would it be useful for parents of young people who are developing arthritis? Would it be helpful for them as well?
I'm sure it would, but there are plenty of other sources that parents can go to, and there are other events that happen. Not now, everyone is welcome. I just want to make that clear. But it is kind of, we're really hoping that people with themselves with arthritis come because as well. And they can bring a friend, they can bring a parent, they can bring a partner. Everyone is welcome. But I think the people who will benefit the most out of this is people who are young with arthritis and who are kind of just trying to figure out whether you're newly diagnosed or you've had it for 10 years. You could come to that event and come away with a whole new mindset on how to deal with your illness, because at the end of the day, it is you are going to have to deal with it. Your mom and your dad get you so far, and my mom and dad were brilliant and they definitely helped me get through those few early years, but at some point you have to take over, you have to take charge of your own life. And this event, I was at one last year as well, I was volunteering with it as well, and I came away with so much more than just tips and tricks. Like you said, I came away with knowing more people who have it and seeing another perspective and seeing the positive stories of how people deal with it and how they've even tried to make their life better or gone with a new way of thinking about it. And that to me is worth more than than any tip or trick you can read online anyway.
And this is on in the Glen Royal Hotel on Saturday the 24th of November. And it starts at, what is it, 10 o'clock, is it?
It starts at, well, there'll be a breakfast reception at 9, where people can kind of informally chat. And if you want to, feel free to come up to any of the people in the orange or Tourist Ireland t-shirts and ask us any questions at all, any advice you want, or just want to chat, just come up and have an old chat with us.
And do I need to get tickets for it or anything like that?
The ticket, it's a free event, but you need to register on Eventbrite, and we'd really like you to do it before the event, because we're actually providing lunch and, like I said, breakfast reception, so we'd really like everyone to sign up as soon as possible so we know how many people we have to feed.
So if I go along, not only will I get all this information and the network, I'll get fed as well.
Yeah, you will. Fill your belly.
That's absolutely brilliant. Before I let you go, where can people find out more information about arthritis and also about the conference?
Well, Eventbrite has all the details of the conference, but so does all our social media pages. So I volunteer with the Young Arthritis Network branch of Arthritis Ireland, but the Kildare branch are also running this conference with us, and also all the information's on Arthritis Ireland as well, any of the Arthritis Ireland social media pages, website and so on. It's all there.
Yeah, so literally just Google Arthritis Ireland and you'll get all the information you need.
Yeah.
Gloria, many thanks for talking to me this morning. It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you for having
me. I've learned loads.
Good. That's what it's all about, education.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. Have a lovely day now. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.